Pierre-Louis Alphée Cazenove created in 1843 the first French journal of dermatology, the Annales des Maladies de la Peau et de la Syphilis, founded 25 years before the Annales de Dermatologie. Using his proper name or pseudonyms, Cazenove wrote most of the articles, notably the first description of lupus erythematosus and pemphigus foliaceus. In 1852, the journal ceased publication. Henri Foulard is a name that we remember with respect. Secretary of the First International Congress of Dermatology, Foulard was the first librarian of the Medical Library and the first curator of the Wax Museum. In both activities, he acted with great skill, organizing the collection of books, journals, and moulage. Foulard was elected secretary of the Fourth International Congress of Dermatology in Paris in 1900. Unfortunately, he and his young daughter died under awful circumstances in the burning of the Bazaar de la Charité, May 4, 1897. The medical library was then named in his memory, marked by a marble tablet. His contemporaries properly regarded Achille Sivat as the French master of the difficult diagnoses in cutaneous histopathology. In 1906, he published a treatise on parapsoriasis, and in 1947 updated the Précis de Dermatologie, previously edited by his teacher, Jean Darrier. Sivat founded in 1922 the Museum of Histopathology. He was elected president of the Société Française de Dermatologie in 1954. One of his sons, Jean Sivat, now emeritus professor of dermatology and chairman in Saint-Louis, was the successor of Professor Degos and is a member of the National Academy of Medicine. He is also honorary president of the French Society for the History of Dermatology. Sabarot is a personality who deserves to be remembered as a true pioneer. He was a born professor, he genuinely enjoyed teaching, and his approach to that art was quiet, effective, and charming. He was a good musician, a connoisseur of painting, and a particularly fine sculptor, wrote Crisy and Parrish. In fact, several busts you will see on the ground floor and in the conference room are Sabarot's personal works. Within a few years, he had become the master of the trichophytons, for the study of which he had invented a specific medium called milieu d'épreuve, still used. Milieu de Sabarot. Any historian of dermatology interested in the history of the ringworm fungi must read L'Étain chef d'œuvre of 1910.